We have come to the end of our first section of news, and now we have our first feature, Full Steam Ahead for All Those Summer Plans, in which Keith Skipper shares his thoughts on what he could do now that restrictions are being lifted. Our reader is Kevin Ford.
It's good to plan ahead. Even in this current climate of deep apprehension, I have a full list ready for the inevitable first question from an expectant local media at my 100th birthday party. So, what did you really miss most during the great lockdown of 2020? Just in case I don't make it, here's taking advantage of a rapidly expanding viral virtual world to ensure these thoughts are recorded via Skype, Zoom, FaceChat, Mardlemore, Epiblog, Pension Pod, or some other magical method I have yet to fully embrace. They will be there for posterity as a pertinent reminder of the way Norfolk invention, humour and resilience set a global example of how to cope in unprecedented circumstances. Doing different, even while everyone's in the same boat. Of course, regular readers can keep this page and use it to wrap their own fish and chips for my turnip celebration. Salt, vinegar, crab paste and bread rolls provided. I have cheated a bit and relied on my daily diary for what seemed mere trifles at the time during isolation. Like missing the chance to fulfill a long-crouching ambition to try limbo dancing. I just never got down to it. I would never have got up from it. Or an unfulfilled urge to stop working out what everything cost in real money before decimalisation. As one bright woman mused on Aylsham Market when asked about the change on February 15, 1971, they should have waited until all the old people died. I did give up counting the number of times Alexander Armstrong exclaimed, "Wow!" in the latest edition of television's amiable game show Pointless, or how often someone getting an item valued on the Antiques Roadshow vowed it would never leave their family, despite that sudden £50,000 tag. Social adventures have been seriously curtailed by cancellations of the Latitude Festival, Seniors Tea Tent, and Chroma Carnival, falling asleep while counting floats. Heartbreaking news that Ibiza nightclubs won't be open all this year simply means there'll be more time to ignore urgent jobs around the house. I really missed a planned reunion with old newspaper colleagues for another Chroma helping of First of the Summer Chips in April. This tasty event brings together a collection of mature minds, still sharp enough to appreciate self-mockery as part of an exercise in having a go at everyone and everything on the planet. Hopes for first of the winter dips rest heavily on extremely mild weather throughout November and December, plus a relaxation of social distancing rules between young lifeguards and veteran warriors of the waves. I may be forced to withdraw in any case if this cold on my chest persists. Naturally, it's been a constant source of deep disappointment to be kept away from countless favourite people and places for so long. I suspect some family member and close friends will have appreciated the break, although I can bring some fresh material to share when we next meet. For example, I spotted over a dozen items beginning with B in our back garden during a half-hour nature watch the other morning. Bird table, blackbird, blue tit, bullfinch, butterfly, blossom, beetle, bishy barney bee, bumblebee, bramble, blackberry bush, bulbs, branches, buttercups and bugs. Somehow, my wife forgot banana, biscuit, bun and bread and butter pudding when she capped my blissful reverie with a cup of tea. Could have been Brook Bond. We'll be joining forces again for resumption of gentle safaris along our glorious coast and a few miles inland to see what Norfolk's been up to during our enforced absence. Perhaps holiday traffic will remain well below average to nurse us back quietly into much-missed havens. Thornham Creek, an atmospheric showpiece between Brancaster and Hunstanton, easily wins top spot on our back-to-nature agenda. We called regularly when our sons were young enough to see and hear pirates marauding for Norfolk treasure. Ruminating parents returned soon for reassurance this jewel is still glistening. I wrote a poem about this haunting place 20 years ago for a book with photographer Sam Robbins called Farewell My Booty. a last lingering look at Norfolk in the 20th century. It pointed to many glories still on parade, while warning how many could be lost to a new millennium. The lost harbour still offers a chance to drop anchor in a puddle of tranquility. Just ask guardian seagulls for directions as they sweep the sky clean and tow your emotions.